In 2018, Muncie Animal Care and Shelter took in more than 3,000 animals. Over 36% of these animals were rescues rather than stray animals or animals surrendered by their owners. Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says the shelter has had to overcome budget shortages.
That is a workforce that I can't put into words the task that they have to go through on a daily basis that many of us wouldn't dream of getting involved in.
Another animal shelter in Muncie, Animal Rescue Fund, or ARF, also sees a large number of people surrendering pets every day, according to operations manager Nikki Kirby.
We have, I don't have a number, but several emails a day, several Facebook messages a day, probably a half dozen phone calls, and at least one or two people every single day trying to surrender animals, or cats specifically.
Overcrowding is just one of the problems that shelters nationally have to overcome. It's why more than 50% of dogs and more than 70% of cats in shelters are euthanized, according to American Humane and the National Council on Pet Population Study and Policy. American Humane rescue veterinarian Lisa Staubis says overcrowding has a simple cause, the community.
It is absolutely tragic that we, as a community, dump this burden onto those individuals who work in that shelter. And then a lot of times you'll see the community turn right around and on social media or whatever other avenue, they want to point the finger to that shelter and say, oh my God, you're killing healthy animals. When quite frankly, the mirror needs to turn to our community and we need to say, oh my God, why are we producing and dumping these animals? Why are we doing that?
Staubis says the shelters are doing all they can to save neglected animals, but owners need to take responsibility for their pets.
And we're setting them up for being this beautiful, healthy animal laying on the shelter floor going cold because we had to euthanize them because nobody wanted them.
In the Muncie community, Kirby agrees.
I don't know what the answer is other than spaying and neutering.
According to ARF's website, the organization offers its own veterinary clinic that provides spaying and neutering procedures. Muncie Animal Shelter also hopes to add a surgery clinic. Staubis from American Humane has one final thought for pet owners.
The way we care for our animals is a direct reflection of how we care for each other.
In Muncie, Zoe Dwiggins, IPR News.